Siyag ete damen on hagen Somali isti aina diag Falistin landa India felt Boga kiriga Said Said Mia alles einam yang sinte un gishlodiskeit haben millionen civilisten mia alles einam yang sin un gishlulis haben millionen civilisten gefunden das Land zu verlassen. In dem letzten 10 Jahren gab es Bemühungen der internationalen Staatengemeinschaft Friede und Stabilität wiederzustellen. Aber der Anstieg von extremistischer Ideologie und Gewalt hat eine große Anzahl von Menschen in die Flucht getrieben. Einige davon haben europäische Länder erreicht, auch Deutschland. Wir sind uns die hohen Anzahl an Zufänden bewusst, die nach Deutschland kommen, um Asyl zu beantragen. Aber wir denken, dass wir trotzdem Sorgfalt und genau Betrachtung unsere Asylantrag verdient haben. Wir gehören zu den Asylbewerbern, aber wir fühlen uns vergessen. Vor kurzem hat die deutsche Regierung sofortig Integrationskurse für die Geflüchteten aus vier Ländern, Syrien, Irak, Iran und Eritrea, beschlossen. Wir sind davon ausgeschlossen. Außerdem brauchen unsere Asylantrag häufige Länder alles 2 Jahre vor ihrer Bearbeitung. In dieser Zeit können wir keine Schule besuchen und auch nicht arbeiten. Wir können nur essen und schlafen. Und das verrückt schafft viele Probleme vor uns. Ein paar Menschen uns unsere Mithaben angefangen zu trinken. Andere haben physische Probleme bekommen. Wir mussten nur Deutsch lernen und eine Ausbildung oder Arbeit beginnen. Deshalb bitten wir hoffentlich darum, schnell in die Integration und Sprachkurse aufgenommen. Sofern auch damit wir diese Gesellschaft besser verstehen und respektvollen und gegenseitigen Verstandes in ihre Leben können. Mit besten Grüßen die somalische Gemeinschaft in Tübingen, Deutschland. Danke.
Ladies and gentlemen, first of all, I would like to begin my speech by acknowledging the gratitude we have for this great nation and its people. It's an honor to have the chance to address in front of the local media. I pay a personal respect to the government of Germany and the people for giving us this chance to present our asylum applications. My fellow Somalis, it's my pleasure to have been invited to address today here about the reasons why we are here. I know that most of you traveled from different directions of this region and the neighboring regions. Thank you for coming here to show your distress being at homes and camps without going to classes. To show your distress being at homes and camps without going to classes, not like other communities in this country. Without going to work and waiting your application results longer than the other people. It's known that we are from one of the most dangerous countries in this world to live in, Somalia. Some of us may have survived from persecution, including me. Civil war for more than 25 years and lawlessness have forced millions of us to flee the country and seek refuge in other countries, including this friendly nation for the refugees, Germany. There are more than 190 recognized nations in the world, and every citizen is brought to his nation or homeland, which is a common and a human nature. But today, unfortunately, we are here, thousands of miles away from our home, in search of asylum. Being a journalist from Somalia, I share the pain with you and the millions of refugees from the troubled nations, including Syria and Iraq, who are around the world in search of asylum. Leaving behind our families and friends is a painful feeling, but I hope the end of this is near, and we will once again be a peaceful, world without war, terrorism, and extremism. As I mentioned earlier, we are here to demonstrate our distress for excluding Somalis the integration and language courses, and also demanding our rights to asylum and fair applications. Some of us may have been here for 2 years and feeling unpleasant that we are still having challenges to shop, to travel, to communicate with the society because of the language barrier. It's a very difficult to imagine staying at home or camps for a long time without going to work and not taking a long language courses. Mentally, it feels like an open prison. Moreover, some of us are waiting their application results for long times. Others are waiting their interviews. This has caused many problems for our Somali community. A significant number of our youth are becoming alcohol addicts, and others are in risk of depression and mental problems. Recently, we have been told that Syrians, only Syrians, Iraqis, Eritreans, and Iranians are allowed to integrate and language courses. A number of our community expelled from schools, which is unfair to us. We are disappointed about this decision, and we hope the federal and regional governments will reconsider. In Germany, we have a relatively small number of asylum seekers from Somalia compared to other nationalities, most of whom should be able to integrate among communities while their applications are assessed. We are aware of the high number of immigrants and refugees approaching Germany for asylum, but still we think that we are worth equal attention like others and consideration. We are hopeful that many of other refugees before us who came here in Germany will make a significant contribution to life in Germany. Thank you so much.
Well, I think you're the man.